Hi, welcome to Think Jesus Cafe, a place where we think about the truth claims of Jesus Christ, the most influential leader in all history. Thank you for subscribing to the podcast. Let's take a few moments now and think about the worship of Jesus. This past week, I listened to a man speak about the worship of Jesus. He was opposed to the idea. He claimed that Jesus never commanded us to worship him and that Jesus himself worshiped his heavenly Father. Therefore, we too should worship only the heavenly Father. The man's concern was that Christians have it all wrong and Jesus should not be worshiped. Only God should be worshiped. Now, the word worship means to assign worth, to give highest reverence, to assign supreme value, to give great, supreme honor. And this act of ascribing the highest value, honor, worth to another is made visible in many different ways. The issue is the heart. To worship God means to give Him first place, greatest honor, in every aspect of our life. So, I would like to take some time today to consider whether or not it's right to worship Jesus. This question, the question of whether or not it's appropriate to worship Jesus, largely hinges on how we understand the identity of Jesus. If we think of Jesus as deity, in the same sense as his heavenly Father, then we should worship Jesus. If the New Testament documents identify Jesus as being co-equal with Yahweh, then we should worship Jesus. If the New Testament identifies Jesus as having two natures, being fully human and fully divine, then we should worship Jesus because of his divine nature. If Jesus is merely a human prophet of God, the worship of Jesus would not be appropriate. Given the Bible's strict insistence that worship be directed only to the Most High God, any sincere seeker of truth will want to be thinking clearly on this issue. Now, let's turn to the New Testament documents and take a look at what they actually teach about the worship of Jesus. The first thing we can say is that Jesus never said the exact three words, "I am God." But Jesus also never said the exact four words, "I am a prophet," or the exact four words, "I am a man." But we know he was both a prophet and a man. It's not necessary for Jesus to say the exact phrase, "I am a man," for us to know that he was a man. And it's not necessary for Jesus to utter the exact three words, "I am God," in order for us to determine whether or not he is divine. Jesus may not have said the exact sentence, "I am God," but he did claim the divine name, "I am," for himself in John 8:58. Jesus may not have said the exact sentence, "You should worship me," but he gladly received worship. We read of Jesus being worshiped in Matthew 2:2, Matthew 14:33, Matthew 28:9, and John 9:35 and following, but we never read of Jesus rebuking people when they worshiped him. The text I would like to hold in mind today comes from the Gospel of John, the 10th chapter, verse 30 and following. In verse 30, Jesus says, "I and the Father are one." And the following verses show how this statement was understood by the Jewish religious leaders present that day. The text says, "The Jews picked up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, 'I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of them are you going to stone me?' The Jews answered him, 'It is not for a good work that we are going to stone you, but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself God.'" Those religious leaders and scholars clearly understood what Jesus was claiming. Jesus was claiming to possess the divine nature. Jesus was claiming to be God. Interestingly, Jesus never did deny their charge. He never did deny that he was making the claim to be God. This was the central issue. It is the issue that drove the religious leadership to want Jesus crucified. They understood that Jesus was making himself out to be God. and that caused all kinds of problems, just as it does today. But Jesus did not deny their accusation. So clearly, there was no confusion between Jesus and the religious leaders. Jesus was claiming to be God. In the 8th chapter of the same gospel, the Gospel of John, we find Jesus debating with the Jewish religious leaders. They claimed that Jesus had a demon, but Jesus said he was there to do honor for his Father, meaning his Father in heaven. The debate gets heated to the point that in John 8:58, Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." The response to that statement was that the leaders picked up stones to throw at Jesus and kill him. Now, we know that anyone can say the words, "I am," and it doesn't mean that they're claiming to be God. Someone could say, "I am over here." That's not claiming the divine name. Someone could say, "I am hungry," or "I am sick." But neither example is claiming divinity, because the context shows us that the divine nature is not under consideration. But in John 8:58, when Jesus said, "Before Abraham was, I am," the Jews knew exactly what he was saying. Notice that he says that before Abraham was, using the past tense, and then he switches to the present tense when he says, "I am." Jesus switches the tense of the verbs on purpose. When Jesus does this in the context of referencing Abraham, Jesus is clearly drawing attention to the Old Testament scriptures and then using a present tense form of the verb to be by saying, "I am." Jesus was clearly causing the Jews to reflect on the divine name, I am, the name of God, the name God used for himself in Exodus 3:14. Now in John 8, Jesus uses the name I am for himself. We know that this was understood because they wanted to stone Jesus for saying it. Clearly, the Gospels show that Jesus accepted worship. Yet Jesus knows and taught that only God is to be worshiped. In his confrontation with Satan in Matthew 4:10, Jesus recalls Deuteronomy 6:13 and says, "You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." So we know Jesus taught that only the Most High God, the God of the Hebrew Scriptures, the Old Testament, that God, only that God, is to be worshiped. If worship is to be reserved only for God, and Jesus accepted worship, then the logical conclusion is that Jesus believed he was deity. Many times, the Gospels mention that Jesus accepted worship. Matthew 14:33 indicates that those who saw Jesus walk on water worshiped him. John 9:38 reveals that the blind man who Jesus had healed later worshiped him. In Matthew 28:9, we read that after Mary Magdalene and the other women visited the empty tomb, Jesus appeared to them, and the text says they came and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. In John 20:28, when Thomas first witnessed the resurrected Christ, he shouted, "My Lord and my God." Matthew tells us in chapter 28, verse 17, that when Jesus appeared to the apostles in Galilee, they worshiped him. And a few days later, his disciples worshiped him in Bethany, according to Luke 24:52. Time and again, Jesus accepted the kind of praise from men that is due only to God. Yet we never see Jesus rebuking his followers for misplaced worship. He never sought to redirect their worship away from himself. But when Herod willingly received praise, while being hailed as a god, the true God of the Bible struck him down with deadly worms. That never happened with Jesus. In Titus 2:13, the Apostle Paul called Jesus our great God and Savior. In Philippians 2, verse 5 and following, Paul says that Jesus existed in the form of God. In John 1:1, the great Apostle John writes that, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word," meaning Jesus, "was God." several other passages identify Jesus as the creator and sustainer of the universe, including John 1:3, Colossians 1:16 and 17, Hebrews 1:2. Jesus receives worship several times in the Gospels, and he never rejects such adoration. Now, we also want to remember that the Bible also teaches the deity of the Father and the deity of the Holy Spirit. Yet the Scriptures emphatically teach that there is only one God. According to Scripture, God is one in essence while being distinctly three in person. But our focus here today is the worship of Jesus. So, should we worship Jesus as God? The answer is yes. It's a mistake to think that we should not worship Jesus. In fact, it's unscriptural to not worship Jesus. The historical record of the life and ministry of Jesus, the Gospels, teach that Jesus is to be worshiped. Again, it's a grand mistake not to worship Jesus. You and I learn a lot about others by observing their actions, even when they don't say much. In a similar way, we learn a lot about Jesus by observing his actions along with what he actually said. We also learn a lot about Jesus from the words of his closest associates, the apostles. One other thing needs to be said about our worship of Jesus. Jesus wants to be worshiped as the supreme God of the universe. Some may wrongly think that it's acceptable to worship Jesus as some lesser deity. Actually, there are many today who think Jesus can be worshiped, but worshiped as a lesser God, the God of this cosmos, but certainly not as the supreme creator being of the entire universe. And this line of thinking is just unbiblical. Jesus possesses the divine nature of the most supreme being in the universe, the Most High God. Jesus is not to be worshipped as some lesser God. Jesus is not to be worshipped as one God among many other gods. No, Jesus' use of the divine name I Am teaches us that he understands himself to be the supreme, the ultimate God of the universe. Colossians 1:19 says, "For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell." That means Jesus is fully God. He has no equal. He is the creator and sustainer of the universe, the one supreme God. So, is it right to worship Jesus? Yes, it is right. It is scriptural. It is consistent with Jesus' own words and actions. It's consistent with the writings of the apostles. And it is consistent with the actions of two millennia of believers who have gone before us. So let's be confident in our worship of Jesus. When we worship Jesus, we are worshiping the supreme creator, sustainer, God of the universe. When we worship Jesus, we are worshiping the ultimate caretaker of our soul. When we worship Jesus, we are worshiping the one true God, the true God who loves us more than we can possibly imagine. Thank you for joining us in the Think Jesus Cafe. This is Mark Day. We hope today's message has been an encouragement to you. We invite you to join us in spreading a passion to think like Jesus by asking your friends to subscribe to the podcast at thinkjesuscafe.org. If you are visiting San Francisco or if you live in the East Bay area, we invite you to join us Sunday for worship at Gate Tree Church. Service times and directions are online at gatetreechurch.org. Until next time, think Jesus and enjoy life.